This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Easy when you know how. Have a go yourself.
Let the microphone do the work.
Sit up. Straight back. Face boldly up to the bloody thing and stare it square in the eye, as would any decent Englishman. Show who's in command.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Hey, Bean. My girlfriend bought a ukulele yesterday. She's already killing you. Challenge, bruh. Where you at, Bean? Where you at?
The only lesson that these kids understand is a cinder block to the face.
You know who you should date? Taylor Swift. Hell yeah. I can see that.
Why do you think I could date Taylor Swift? I don't know what me and Taylor Swift have in common.
Y'all white. Ain't got a care in the world.
It's true.
And now.
God. Why now? Why?
I don't know.
I don't care, but why?
Our feature presentation.
I'm with that guy. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday morning, the 5th of August.
I think we all know what we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dial her up. First day after 10 years getting up early and driving, I don't know, 50 miles to the Kevin and Bean Show from her home in Orange County. First day she gets to sleep in on a Monday. Let's say hello to her late friend, Chip.
Her late friend.
Voice from the dead.
R.I.P. Chip.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how could we not?
I mean, she's got it on, right?
I hope so.
Would you?
No.
If you were her?
No, I would actually have thrown my phone in the ocean.
Yeah,
so.
Yes.
I certainly wouldn't be setting any alarms if I were working from home.
Hello?
It's still an hour and a half later, technically.
Sons of bitches.
Hey, Chip, how's it going? How's sleeping?
Oh, wow. Oh, you can't do that.
Shit.
How soon they forget.
Oh, no.
Is that the earliest?
What? Can't do that anymore?
Is that the earliest we've ever had to get out of delay for cursing?
Yes. Maybe.
Yeah. So, right? Chip just dropped an F-bomb because she doesn't work here. What does she care?
Yeah, correct. It doesn't matter.
Oh, my God. She was prepared for this.
Yeah.
Wow. So, Chip, what time do you plan on starting work today? Are you going to go back to sleep?
Oh, yeah, because I can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's just, she may not even be, she's just saying that to burn us.
Did you even sleep yet, or are you just getting in from last night?
No, here's the funny thing about last night. So I went to Brad Williams' show, got home at like 10:30,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, hey, you know what? I don't need to go to bed. I'll put a movie in.
Fall
right to sleep.
Way to go, Chip. You know how to party.
Well, it's probably going to take a while to adjust your schedule. You know, I mean, your body is used to going to bed and getting up. So
I texted her last night. I don't remember what time it was. 9:30, something like that, saying, I'm getting ready to go to bed. You?
Just leaving Brad Williams. I may stay up all night.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm like, I hate clubs. I might go to a club just because I can.
That's right. Mm. Well, listen, our plan is to call you every 15 minutes this morning. Is that okay?
Oh, it's so weird. I'm going to disconnect my phone right now.
Oh,
it's not weird.
It was actually scheduled. It wasn't, had nothing to do with you guys.
Oh. Do you guys think this is literally the last time we'll ever talk to Jeff? Like, this is it. Right now. We're saying goodbye.
Depends on how it goes.
Well, she did buy my baby a Fred Durst onesie that she has to bring by the studio, so we'll probably see her then.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's so good, I have to hand deliver it. I can't just leave it to the mail.
Sure.
It has to be hand delivered.
But we're going to have a security guard meet you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're not allowed in the building
you
anymore.
You need to be escorted.
Right.
Especially with that potty mouth. Mm-hmm. All right, Chip, go back to sleep or rub one out, whatever it is you do, okay?
Okay. All right.
Can I still submit to HR?
See you later.
Bye.
Lock out, man.
Mm.
She gets to go back to sleep.
When you see a rat that gets off a ship, you just have to root for that rat, don't you?
So she's a rat?
Well, who got off a ship? Right, we're also rats. Ship.
Okay,
no, we're also rats on the same ship.
Kevin's like, okay, we're the ship.
Not positive. No.
Okay, we're the sky above the ship.
So we're not the ship. We're other rats.
We're other rats on the same ship.
Got it.
On the good ship, K-Rock.
And she got off by herself and didn't think about any of us.
Yeah, she somehow worked it out. So she had a life raft or something like that, and she didn't tell us, didn't take us with her. So
we're happy we worked that metaphor out.
Right?
We're left behind. All right, let's. Well, what are we doing now? Call her back?
Yeah, just checking in with her, make sure she's all right.
She's all right.
Uh-huh. You know, maybe she's bummed.
Yeah.
Maybe she wants to come back. Maybe she changed her mind.
Actually, we should have a question for her.
What's that? The question?
We were working on the boards. We had a question.
Oh, good. Muggs just dialed the second time. I just want to point that out.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of numbers there. A lot of numbers.
Get used to that going forward. It's a new era here. It's going to be very funny if she doesn't answer.
What?
Hey, Chip, you like ships?
In that last, Bean just said that you're the rat that got off the ship.
That escaped.
That escaped, right. Mm-hmm. And I thought in the metaphor, we were the ship.
Uh-huh.
We are the ship, but we're also rats.
But we're not the ship.
We can't be the ship.
K-Rock is the ship.
K-Rock's the ship.
Chip, how do you look at this, Chip? Who's the ship? Who are the rats?
I would be the rat off the ship.
Okay.
But what about us? What about us?
Are we still on the ship? Like, is one of us, like, the chef?
No.
The chef rat.
Yeah. And then like one like is the one that cleans the deck with
the
mop.
I clean the deck, yeah.
Like which ones are we? Are we on the ship or are we like on a plank? Where are we?
I'll say you're on a boat.
On a boat. Okay.
That we got.
We're on a boat. Okay.
Oh, so Entercom is the ship.
But we're not the boat.
We're a smaller boat.
Oh, I thought that Entercom was the larger entity.
You're the
military
attached to the ship.
What's that?
I said, you're the lifeboat attached to the ship.
I see.
Okay. Now I'm confused. This was my metaphor. I don't understand it. Yeah.
All right, we'll call you back in about a minute.
If we figure it out, we won't call you back.
Call you back in a minute.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Okay. How long do we have to wait?
We get through about 7 a.m. All right, you have a thing or we need to get into the thing?
I have a thing.
Okay.
Let me do a thing. I actually had two things, but now we only have time for one thing.
Okay.
I don't know who this woman is. She was on, she got posted on Reddit over the weekend. And I'm sorry, our little friend Frankie in Nova Scotia, who does the weather, does the best weather on the internet, he has some real competition.
Oh.
I can't quite make out what she says. She is Grandma Something. Do you guys see this one yet?
No.
Yeah.
Grandma Something. And what's she talking into? It looks like she's talking into like a
shoe.
No, I really?
Some videos, she's talking into a shoe.
I love her.
This one, she's talking into what looks like a can of like Parmesan cheese.
Okay.
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 She's in it. The weather is turning. She's under an umbrella. She's an older lady. She's Grandma Something. I can't quite make it out. And she's not having a good day. And here she is.
Hey, this is Anchor Grandma with another weather report. It's raining, I tell you. It's hot. It's humid. And there's a slight chance of a tornado.
I mean, that's where I fell in love.
Tornado
is where I fell in love, yeah.
Tonight, and my plans got canceled. I had a date, but he's too chicken to drive in the f***ing rain.
I want to know about this date.
That date is not chicken-esque. That date is running for his life.
And I was planning on getting me some sausage, so I am actually pissed the off, and I'm going in the
f***ing
house.
And she just throws the Parmesan cheese down on the porch and walks in.
Couldn't love her more.
You saw other videos of her, Allie?
Yeah, she's trying to be quite the thing right now. Her grandson or granddaughter is that's filming these.
Grandma, pick up the shoes. Speak into it.
Right?
Yeah.
Come on.
I want her to be a fig. I think she's awesome.
Okay.
It's agreed. A tornado. Mm-hmm. She's a tornado.
I love her too.
What? Yeah. Let her know. We have to let her know about this woman.
Mm-hmm. How? Wait. What did we figure out so far?
Oh, we moved on.
On to that. Yeah. Cool. Did you hear about the grandma who's
talking into a shoe or a Parmesan cheese can?
The ones, I'm not listening to the show.
She just wants sausage. Chip, she just wants sausage. How come I can't say sausage?
So you're not listening to the show. Does this mean you'll listen to the podcast later, or how's it going to work?
Oh, yeah. Love podcast. Love it.
Do you know Kevin and Bean had a podcast? Because sometimes you miss stuff, so you can always get the podcast.
I've heard I miss a lot. I heard if you don't hear it, you miss a lot. So.
That's true. It's true.
Just want to make sure you heard about the grandma.
Guys, I feel like our work is done because at this point, there's no way Chip can go back to sleep. I think we've irritated her enough that she's up for good now.
Okay, well, talk to you in a minute.
And that was the goal.
Okay, see you, Chip. Soon. Talk to you soon.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
You're making bad decisions, and it's bumming me out, man.
Who's the dick on the program today? Great news?
Great news.
Love Mondays for that reason. You were yelled at by a celebrity. You know, in this city, there's got to be a ton of those stories. Desus and Mero is going to be here.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
In studio. Very excited about that.
Jensen, how much shoe talk are you looking forward to getting into?
Shoe talk, rap talk, maybe a mostly off air. Sure, we'll do it.
Okay.
More shoe talk.
Avoid the bookings. I love these guys.
Me too. Mm-hmm. And also, we've got your tickets to K-Rock's Six Flags Magic Mountain as well. So we will take a break. We'll come back right back with what's happening next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-R-O-Q. K-Rock.
It's Allie time.
What's going on?
You guys see any movies this weekend?
Everyone looks at Kevin.
I saw a new movie this weekend called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. What'd you think?
Out. Opening week. What?
What'd did you I think?
I liked it a lot. Did it need to be 2 hours and 40 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Does anything need to be 2 hours and 40 minutes?
I mean, the only one that I would argue is The Last Avengers, Endgame, mm-hmm. because there's so much to wrap up. But, you know, it's Quentin Tarantino, too, so it's kind of fun to watch.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they went off on some tangents for a while, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So you didn't love it.
No, I liked it a lot, I would say.
That is nope. Every review of Kevin's
I would say
movies.
A seven. Oh, no, I love a lot of movies.
All right.
Were there any louds in this one?
Not really, no.
That's the ding right
not
there.
Really.
That's why I didn't love it. Nothing got blowed up.
I was going to go to Hobbs and Shaw, but the time didn't work out.
Mm-hmm. So Hobbs and Shaw is perfectly loud for you.
And number one at the box office, Hobbs and Shaw. An estimated $60.8 million opening. And, of course, Fast and Furious films, big moneymakers overseas, where they've already earned $120 million. And it's the number one movie in 52 markets overseas.
Wow.
That's pretty good, you guys. So, Kevin, you'll probably see that this week.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent.
The Rock just delivers, by the way. I know, you know, Fast and Furious is a huge sensation on its own, but The Rock is the biggest movie star in the world.
Yeah,
for sure.
He rarely misses.
How crazy is it that Vin Diesel and him hate each other so much that they couldn't even be in the same movie, so they had to splinter them off?
Yeah.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah. You got to be Team Rock on that.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not even a question. No. All right. Coming in number two, second place, The Lion King passes the $400 million domestic tally with a $38.2 million fourth weekend. Hakuna Matata. Gorgeous. That global total, $1.19 billion. That puts it in the top 20 highest grossing films of all time. Not bad. Taking third in its second weekend, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which Kevin said, I liked it a lot.
It's good.
Liked it a lot.
Liked it a lot. Coming in fourth, Spider-Man Far From Home. And rounding out the top five, Toy Story 4. By the way, that global total, $959 million.
Mm.
Doing okay.
Yes, that's all right.
Is what we're saying. You guys, what's up with Facebook?
Could you be more specific?
I mean, pretty general question.
Calm your tees, Facebook. They are making it known that they own Instagram, in case you didn't know.
I am nothing without my following.
The social media company will be renaming both Instagram and WhatsApp to Instagram from Facebook and WhatsApp from Facebook. The new app appears.
Really?
The new app names will appear in the Apple App Store and Google Play, but the From Facebook edition may not appear on users' home screens for now.
Why do I'm not following any of this.
Why do we need that? Instead of it calling Instagram, it's now Instagram from Facebook.
How does that help us?
It's just letting you know that Facebook owns all these things.
Okay.
Instagram is Facebook's bitch. WhatsApp is Facebook's bitch.
Right.
You better recognize.
Why do I care is what I'm saying.
No one cares.
Reporting me, bro.
This is just Facebook like flexing its muscles like, hey, we own these things. You're going to know it because it's not Instagram anymore. It's Instagram from Facebook.
Okay.
Does Chip know this?
I'm not
sure.
That's
a great question. I don't know.
You can call her for sure.
It's just she uses both of those things.
She does.
She does.
She would want to know.
She'd want to know.
Yeah. So we're doing her a favor.
Yeah,
I think
is what you're saying.
Big time. Do you guys think Muggs has ever called anyone before?
I don't know. He does look like he's struggling. Yeah.
Maybe we can make her a hotkey so it's just a quick redial.
That's a good idea.
No such thing. I wish there was.
These numbers are small.
Mm. Oh. Like Chip.
See?
She wouldn't have a big number.
No. There's no way she's answering this time.
I think she is.
Has she turned on us?
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, Chip, I don't know if you knew this, but you know how you use like Instagram or WhatsApp? And you just use it because it's Instagram or WhatsApp. Well, Facebook really wants you to know that they own both of those things. So they're going to change the name to Instagram from Facebook and WhatsApp from Facebook.
Isn't that weird? They're branding it, Chip.
Did you know that?
Isn't that weird, Chip?
Huh. That's really interesting. I'm glad you guys woke me up for that.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
So you knew about it or you don't care about it. Which one?
Don't care.
Don't care. Hey, Kevin saw Hobbs and Shaw this weekend. Were you wondering what he thought of
it? No. He saw Once Upon a Time in America.
Yeah, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, that too.
Oh. Yeah.
Chip, things are going well. Thanks for leaving.
All right, we'll check in with you in a minute.
Okay. See you soon. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I feel like that went well.
Sure.
We couldn't remember any movies or what you
just
saw.
Irrelevant. We're just trying to torture
her.
That was the goal.
Matter. You guys, let's talk about some birthdays, shall we?
Sure.
Okay. James Gunn, Youngblood, Maureen McCormick. She's Marsha from Brady Bunch.
Oh yeah.
Should we call Chip? See which one was her favorite. Is it Marsha or Jan?
Let her sleep.
Okay.
Till next segment.
Uh-huh.
Olivia Holt, Travis McCoy, lead singer of Gym Class Heroes. That's what's happening.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
K-Rock. I feel like we should mention, because the listeners deserve most of the credit for listening to this BS for all these years and keeping us on the air, but it was announced this morning that Kevin and Bean are 2019 inductees into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah!
Which is,
we're already in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Which is very nice, and like I said, we wouldn't still be on the air and be eligible for this if it weren't for the listeners. And I say all that to say this. Mm-hmm. Thank God the voting took place before Friday, because Friday, if you had heard us in this studio,
I mean, we were challenged
trying to do the simplest thing a radio announcer can do, mm-hmm. which is just record 10 seconds worth of material to play on the weekend.
Hey, everybody, listen Monday. And we tried that for 45 minutes.
It seemed like it.
Yeah.
It did seem like it. So I know you hear the program and you go, man, those guys are so slick and so talented.
How polished can a show be?
Right. Does it get any more professional than Kevin and Bean? We're here to pull back the curtain and show you what you usually don't get a chance to hear.
I mean, occasionally you'll hear outtakes, but most of the time we make enough outtakes that it's terrible, but not enough outtakes that it's horrible and entertaining. This particular one was horrible and entertaining. This is Friday morning.
Hey, party people, we're back next week with an all-new week of Kevin and Bean Show. Some great guests, too, including comedian Kevin Nealon, National Treasure Jerry O'Connell. Is it National Treasure?
Or American Treasure.
Hollywood Treasure. Okay. Hey, party people, the Kevin and Bean Show is all new again next week. We've got some fun guests, too, including comedian Kevin Nealon and National Treasure Jerry O'Connell.
Hollywood Treasure.
God damn it.
He's still a National Treasure, too.
All are true.
Hey, party people, the Kevin and Bean Show is all new again next week. Some fun guests, too, including comedian Kevin Needle. Here we go. I'm getting into Kevin territory now.
How? Stopping the tape now. How dare you, sir?
Shrapnel there.
It's funny that anybody that has a problem speaking, I'm so much worse that you just compare yourselves to me and you're like, yeah, you're good.
And by the way, Kevin, you know exactly what's going through my head right now is I only have to screw this up like one more time and then it's got to be on the air.
And thank God you did.
Because, yep, I sure did.
All right, back to the tape.
Here comes number four.
We're very close to this being a break.
Mm. Come on, you can do it. I believe in you.
Hey, party people, the Kevin and Bean Show is all new next week. Some fun guests, too, including comedian Kevin Nealon and Hollywood treasure Jerry O'Connell.
Join us Monday morning for an all-new Kevin and Bean Show with Desus and Mero, Rep the X, and great news. Did I say that wrong?
Did you say Rep the X or DX?
Rep the X.
BX is in Bronx.
So Jensen said, say
Rep the X. Yeah, like Bronx, like what they do.
And I thought he said Rep the X. Mm-hmm. By the way, the only reason he was suggesting is because I would sound like an idiot.
Yeah,
which,
right.
Which is absolutely true.
Yeah, yeah. White guy tried to pull it off.
Rapping grandma.
Didn't do that right. Okay. And join us Monday morning for an all-new Kevin and Bean Show with Desus and Mero in studio, Rep the X.
That's it. DX, the Bronx,
Looking at you and you're throwing me off.
This is a break.
All right, stop right there. Stop right there. By the way, it doesn't help having Jensen and Allie catcalling us while we're trying to record these things. I mean, they're staring at us.
He went from the X, we told him no, DX. BX, yeah. To Bronx, then yeah. DX. Mm-hmm. And
all true.
But you got. But what I'm saying is, you guys totally add to the pressure being in the peanut gallery, though.
Oh. Hey, Bean's on my side.
Okay. Woo! Okay.
All right, back to the tape.
Between the two of us, it's becoming a break.
Rep BX. I wrote the X.
DMX.
Hey, shut up! And join us Monday morning for a long...
Hollywood treasure.
Stopping the tape. Now, look, I'm not getting help from Bean at that point.
No, he's trying to screw you
Hollywood
up.
Treasure.
Well, my part's done at this point. Now I can enjoy it.
And join us Monday morning for an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Desus and Mero with us in studio, Rep BX, and great news.
We made it. We did it.
Oh, man. We're not done.
It's the saddest clap.
It was like... It doesn't even, it's not even meager. It's worse than that. It was just like a...
Two Hall of Fames.
We have to start doing things that just make us look like we've got our act together here because we're all looking just really, really, really sloppy.
Look, we're doing our best.
This radio person is the whole problem.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Who's the dick?
Ooh, it's been a while. Who is the dick?
In my case, this is Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving work on Friday.
Oh, this is a story about you.
Oh, yeah.
Not someone in the news.
No.
Okay. No. All right.
This is, am I the dick or is the other guy the dick?
Okay.
Okay. So got off the freeway at the exit near my home and turned left. And just before I got to the streetlight right there underneath the overpass, a van for a pool cleaning company just hard right turned like into my lane.
Oh, dear.
Had I not hit the brakes as hard as I could, I would have hit him.
Well, oh, wow. If I had to make a decision now, clearly, he's the dick.
Right,
right.
And even so, I was, you know, inches away from hitting him.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, holy cow, dude, just signal, heads up, something.
Sure.
I'll let you in. It's no big deal. So we sit there at the light, and then we take off, and he hits his brakes again because he's going to go into the 7-Eleven, and I have to slam on my brakes a second time. To not hit him.
Are you sure you're not playing a video game?
Yeah. No, I'm positive.
Is this Grand Theft Auto?
It was crazy. Like it. So then I honked like, you know, the annoying honk.
Yes. Sure.
Because super annoyed.
Yeah.
He opens the door of his van, gets out, and just gives me the finger.
Hmm. Oh.
So I was like, all right, just keep driving. Just keep driving. Everything's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I circled back. And he was at the McDonald's.
What?
I circled back.
So you drove away. You avoided a potentially dangerous situation and just went home and meditated.
I mean, no, I did. I did turn around once he was not out of the van and couldn't see me anymore.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I feel like it's a chicken-ass way to do it. But
and you threw what at his car, Kevin?
So I drove by and I saw the name of the pool cleaning company.
Oh.
Okay.
And a phone number.
Payback is hell.
How am I driving?
How about that? How's my driving?
Yep.
Called back. He owns the company. What do I do now?
Oh, no.
Oh.
He answers the phone?
No, but it's him.
Okay.
It's just, and then I go to the website and there's one guy.
Hmm.
Ah.
So then I took some time and I sat down. I've never done this before, but... Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Did you write a strongly worded letter?
I made a fake email.
Oh, my God. This is so great.
Right? Like, already.
So psycho.
Already, like, what the F am I doing?
This is Friday?
Yes.
This is how you kick off your weekend?
Yes. This is how I like to party.
Is my stalking a guy from the road?
So then I had a pool built.
And then I arranged for him to come over to clean it, but psych, I didn't have a pool.
So I made a fake email and signed into Yelp, which I've never done before.
Oh, my gosh.
A bad Yelp
Not
review.
Not even just to email him.
Have you guys ever done that?
No.
Ever made a Yelp review?
Those people are awful.
Say, no, I agree.
Oh, hold on a sec. I've left lots of
Yelp
reviews.
Yes, positive or negative.
Positive. Always positive.
Always positive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, if I go to a restaurant and it's great, absolutely, I'm happy to give them a nice review. Yeah, sure.
So I put a Yelp review up where I said...
Do you have the word for word here?
I don't, but because I took it down.
Oh, you are the dick.
Because honestly, I know the answer to this whole thing. It said something to the effect of so-and-so is a complete a-hole, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't trust him with the street in front of my house, let alone anything I cared about.
Hmm. Why are you getting a pool in front of your house?
Why'd you take it down, really? Kevin?
Don't you think that was like, what's wrong with me? Don't you think? Like,
you went a few extra steps that I wouldn't have.
No one would have.
No one would have.
I don't think. Really. Jensen, you would have. Have you ever done that?
No, I would never.
You've never gotten mad enough to do that.
No, one time a Chinese food restaurant gave me diarrhea for 6 days and I still didn't put a Yelp review up. Here's what I think.
My first Yelp review ever.
I am surprised that the Yelp review didn't involve the driving aspect of it.
Right.
Like, if you would have been like, I was driving in, this guy pulled in front of me, blah, blah, blah. I don't know anything about his pool skills.
In all honesty... I didn't want to put the fact that it was his driving in because that's
then
not
know
as
it was you.
It's not as effective as maybe he's not good at his job.
Technically a lie mm-hmm. though.
Yeah.
so casually, yeah. That's a lie.
It was fake news.
Yeah,
basically.
I mean,
you propagated fake news.
I mean, the guy I believed every word I said, but I also
I guess you didn't lie.
But I also led people to think that he's bad at his job, which it had nothing to do with. Just had to do
right. Yeah, that is a lie.
With driving.
All right, here's
what... Saturday, I thought about it all day.
Okay. Good weekend, huh?
Was it up for 24 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
So people read it and probably lost jobs.
You took money out of his handicapped kid's
mouth. His daughter's mouse. Going through chemo. And yeah. Now
I don't want anyone else to suffer, but I wanted him to suffer.
You know how expensive leukemia is?
Pretty expensive.
You guys know the guy? This is really weird.
Yeah. He's a good friend.
So then I took
He's my pool guy.
Then I realized I am a crazy person and took down the Yelp review. Should I take it down? You guys are telling me I shouldn't have taken it down.
No,
I put it back up.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
You had every right to be ticked off at this
Agreed.
Guy.
Agreed.
You really did.
Right.
I think most of us would have said, well, it's Los Angeles. There are millions of cars on the road. There's going to be the occasional a-hole. I can't let it get under my skin. I've just got to move on. Hey, it's the weekend. I got better things to do and just forget about it.
And I've said that to myself 5 million times. Yeah. This is the one where I didn't.
But the fact that you went the extra step, I mean, I don't mind this guy getting a little comeuppance about his driving.
Same.
I really don't.
But it was the misleading part?
I think you crossed the line a little bit by disparaging his business, which he may or may not be good at. I totally understand where you were coming from and why, but I don't think that helps him learn why he's an a-hole.
Well, I wasn't trying to help him. I was trying to hurt him.
Saying,
I wanted to hurt him.
Right.
Why would I want to help him?
No, because...
The guy's an a-hole.
I hear you, wouldn't it be better if he knew why he was
He knows why. Don't be ridiculous.
He knows he's the type of guy who gets out of his car and
He got
and
out of his
finger.
Car and flipped me off. There was no question what happened.
When he gets a bad Yelp review, he probably thinks to himself, this is about my driving.
How close were you to, like, getting out of your car, Kevin, and going, like, nose-to-nose with
Well,
this
that,
guy?
I mean, that...
Could it have been a fight?
Yeah, I mean, maybe, although I don't really feel like I can take people in a fight because I don't really fight much.
Mm-hmm.
Much. I mean, I am a trained kickboxer.
Obviously. Right.
Let's not forget that.
She's an assassin.
But no, I didn't really think that. But then I thought, oh, I remember there was a phone number. You know, I'm going to turn around and get that phone number.
Yeah. But it didn't do any good to call because he owned the company.
Correct.
Yeah.
So the only recourse left for you
yes.
was to
a
run
bad
down
Yelp review.
So why'd
What's
you take it down?
What's happening with me?
Why'd you take it down?
Because I figured I'm the dick.
He figured it was a step too far.
It was a step too far, especially considering that I, you know, made it seem like perhaps he's not good at his job. There was a little white lie in there.
My verdict on this is, if it's time to go to the jury,
it is.
Uh-huh. You went a little too far, but understandably, I'm going to say I wouldn't have done it, but I don't think you're a dick for that.
Wow.
I do not think you are a
dick
for that.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Does me taking the help review down help your decision in saying I'm not a dick?
Well, first of all, it's called Yelp.
Yelp, sorry. Yelp. No, I went to help.com. You've never gotten that?
Keep the review on help.com. Get it off Yelp.
I just...
You're okay.
Yeah, I would have been okay if you'd have left it up. Honestly.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it was not exactly on point, but I think the guy deserves some comeuppance. I really do. Mm. I don't think you can treat people like that, and karma shouldn't come and get you. So... Mm-hmm. I'm Team Kevin on this one. Allie?
I feel like you've got a really good platform right now. Name the company.
Oh, God.
You want me to go further?
No, I'm totally kidding. Yeah, you were a bit psycho.
It's not called Who's the Psycho, though.
But you did.
Who's the dick?
If you didn't take it down, I'd say you were a dick.
But really?
I would say right now you're teetering on the not a dick more than is a dick.
So
still a little bit of a dick.
Okay.
All Jensen? Right. Okay. I think you've removed the Yelp review, so I think you're not a dick currently.
It's still up on help, though. Help.com.
Help.com. I do think that if you would have given the review and said, he's a terrible driver, blah, 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 he jumped in front of me, he cut in front of me, got out of his car, flipped me off, I could not imagine this man working on my pool. Not a dick. Not a dick.
Giving but your, the way I worded
giving
it.
Your true experience yeah. to a Yelp review, not a dick. But I do think if you... I mean, in truth, you were a dick and then decided not to be one. So
okay,
I guess...
Okay, I don't know how this works then. What do we do, Bean? Because we've done who's the dick with you 1,000 times.
I'm sort of a dick?
Yeah, I think that's...
I mean,
listen to the
crows.
The crows are saying yes.
The crows are circling.
So I'm sort of a dick.
That's the verse. Sort of. Yeah, you're dick adjacent.
Okay.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, a public service announcement from the Kevin and Bean Show.
It's hot out there today, Los Angeles, so keep your air conditioner on while indoors and maybe find a new hobby. Take up sewing or hacky sack or cooking meth. I could also suggest hacking government computers or robbing your neighbor's house while they're on vacation. Listen, it's up to you, but remember the thing about the air conditioning.
The Kevin and Bean Show. We care.
There was plenty of bad news to be found this weekend. Terrible, terrible weekend here in America. We are trying to brighten your spirits a little bit on this Monday morning. And one of the ways we're going to do that is by bringing you this feature we like to call Great News.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for...
I believe I am in the pole position this morning. Matt Cameron and Kelly Davis just got married last month. They've been engaged for about a year. They're in Florida, down there in Tampa. And when they started planning their wedding, she came up with an idea. Hey, instead of traditional wedding gifts, why don't we set up an Amazon registry for school supply donations?
Wow.
She is a teacher, and she said, hey, I know, and Kevin, you have dealt with this for many, many years with your Friends and Helpers charity.
Yep.
I know how many kids come to school that don't have even the basics. They don't have Sharpies, and they don't have uniforms, and they don't have notebooks, and they don't have backpacks. And that was how the idea came to her.
I call my class my family.
Definitely proud of her. Doesn't really surprise me at all that she came up with this idea.
No gift registry. Instead, they personalized each invitation with a child at the bottom. This one, a boy in the fourth grade. And the response at the wedding was overwhelming.
It was kind of a no-brainer, being a teacher.
By the way, I couldn't marry a woman who cries this much. I just, this, I gotta, I would just say.
This is so important to her being. Right, what's wrong with
but
you?
But some man up, all right? Man up.
I know that a lot of kids come with nothing to school.
So many new backpacks, clothes, supplies, and they'll be given to students at Booker T. Washington Elementary when they start up in a couple of weeks. And that couple, when the community heard what they did, they told us today even people who weren't invited to the wedding are now pitching in.
And this is what always happens so often on great news stories. We talk about how once people are directed where to go to help, they're happy to do it. Like all those people you saw in El Paso that were lined up as far as the eye could see to give blood. Once people know what the need is, they generally will respond. So all sorts of companies just started showing up going, hey, we want to contribute to this. And they ended up having so much stuff well beyond the wedding gift registry. So it just worked out for
all the kids who were like Air Jordans.
Yeah, right. Suits. So it's just a very cool thing. You know, so many people, the you hear so much about bridezillas, and that is all about me, 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 and gimme, gimme, gimme. And this is the opposite of that. And that's why this couple is my great news.
Mine comes out of El Paso after the shooting. The shooter went on message board 8chan and said, America is being overrun by Mexican immigrants and targeted people, anybody that looked Mexican.
That is not great news, Kevin. No, that is the opposite of great news.
There's a guy named Gabriel Gonzalez, though. And here's the thing. Like, when you see something like this happen, you just feel helpless.
Yeah.
Like, we need to do something, but what could I do? There's nothing I could do. This guy, Gabriel Gonzalez, who lived in the area, got his friends together, got some money together, the next day went to a different Walmart, because it was open, and bought water and just stocked the truck with water. And they just drove around to police and reporters and anybody that was doing anything in this particular case and gave them water. Hmm. It's a small thing, but he's like, this is what I can do, so I'm going to do it. Here's the story.
All right, so tell me your first and last name.
Brian Estrada.
Brian Estrada. And I see you have an American flag and a Mexican flag back here. You tell me what brings you out here to the Walmart?
We'll help in whatever we can. I know we can't help much, but whatever we could do, like water is enough, even for reporters, for anyone who's out here helping out with whatever happened yesterday. We're going to help out too.
And you're from... You were born where?
In Juarez.
Juarez. And yes. You told me you're a dreamer?
I'm a dreamer, yes.
How long have you been in the U.S. for?
Basically all my life. Yeah, since I remember, since I was a little kid.
And you've always had, you obviously have a U.S. flag and a Mexican flag. You're proud of both cultures.
Yeah, I mean, I was born somewhere, but raised in another place. So technically, I consider myself Mexican-American, not by paper, but I feel American, but Mexican. It's like confusing.
Their culture.
Yes.
Crazy. He was driving around in his truck with an American flag on one back bumper and then the Mexican flag on the other and just handing out water because it's all he could do.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And I think that's beautiful. And that's my great news.
Allie, you've got enough water for everyone on Earth right there,
I
there
I
in
really
your jug.
Could help. It's very true. My great news is about a Tennessee barber who wanted to encourage the kids in his community to read. So he figured out the best way to do it was to offer discounts to kids who read books while they were getting their hair cut by him. Because he was noticing that they were either fidgeting around, maybe their mom had given them their phone, that type of thing. They were just not doing anything really constructive while they were getting their hair cut. He's like, this is a captive audience. Let's have them read. And if they read to me, I'll give them a $10 haircut, which should be $15. So a little discount for him. So about 6 months ago is when this man, Jermaine, started on his mission. He went to the local library, loaded up on books for kids to choose from. And now he has it set up so that the discount is available every Thursday for kids willing to participate. And they're lined up. They cannot wait to get in there, do a little reading for him, get $5 off. Not bad. And he hopes that other shops are going to give this initiative a shot. And so since his story got out months ago about how he wanted to do this, he's received donations of books towards his cause from a ton of different places, including Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. So hopefully this is just the beginning, but what a great thing to see. Like, he's like, okay, these kids are bored sitting in this chair. What if they could also expand their mind a little bit? And not only the reading, They're reading aloud to him,
yeah,
which is a huge part.
The
of,
word is lose, not loose. Get out.
Beat it, kid.
It's such a huge part of getting over certain obstacles and public speaking.
Yeah, true.
And it's doing a lot for their self-confidence as well. So,
do we think it's possible that it's because the barber can't read, so he needs
didn't
those
even
kids
cross my mind.
To read him stories?
He just yeah. wants some stories.
Can you
guy.
Imagine? He's like, listen, if you could just read this mail. He's just handing them like a bill. Yeah. He's like, and when do I have to pay that by? Okay, cool. You guys are both dicks and I hate you. And that's my great news.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
I'm going to say something that's going to sound really crazy here. The Dodgers have won the National League 2 years in a row, have gone all the way to the World Series. Ultimate heartbreak at the end of that. But this year's team is the best of the 3 years, which is incredible when you consider they've been to the World Series 2 years in a row.
And they're like winning these things in the most fun ways. It's always like the last inning. It's so yes. like walk-off home runs.
Speaking of the way they win, Dave went to the game.
Yeah, I was at the game yesterday.
Oh, it must have just got
so
off.
Cool. That great ending.
Walk-off double or whatever it was, right?
It was awesome. So bottom of the eighth, you know, Dodgers are down three, and I tell my buddy, man, they're going to come back. It doesn't even faze me. They score 2 runs. Inning over, okay, bummed. Top of the ninth, he goes, I have to go. I was like, you know what? It's hot. I'm sweaty.
Oh, you're selling out your friend.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, hold on.
Yeah.
So you're saying you left before the bottom of the ninth?
Yeah, I had to go because it was...
And
it was,
also blaming it on your friend.
It was 10-9.
Yeah.
Padres, it was a great game. And you're the one who said, don't worry about it. They're going to come back.
Yeah. And it was hot, though. I don't know if you guys know this, but it was really hot
it was very
yesterday.
Hot, yes.
So it was, we're all sweaty and stuff. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to... I was getting a little tired.
At that point, did everyone leave or were there
still
fans?
There was a lot of people leaving.
Were there still fans there, though?
Yeah, all in the shade, which I wasn't.
So, I do like the idea that you withstood the game for 8.5 innings, yeah. and then right before the end, you're like, you know what? Too hot. Gotta go.
The last
gotta
thing
go.
You want to do is, can't you know, sit in the car in the hot.
Was your friend my mom?
No. I was at Mama Muggs.
Dave is Mama Muggs.
Dave, did you tune into the Euphoria season finale last night and decide with 2 minutes left, you know what? I'm tired.
You know what? It's too hot here.
Too hot? You guys don't understand. It was hot.
No. But this was their ninth walk-off win of the season, by the way.
Yeah, it was great.
He also called it.
I heard about it.
But Dave.
But you weren't there.
You could have been there.
If your friend says he has to go, you go, there's half an inning left.
Yeah, but you know, he had to go and it was hot.
No, he didn't have to go and it was hot. Stop throwing your friend in. It was hot. That's
I didn't
want to
be there alone because I was sweating there. Just like, oh, I got to go.
Oh, you could have driven home alone?
I did drive home alone.
You
so
guys.
Even he didn't even go and he was your ride?
Well, we were separate. No, I met him there, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So much
Listen,
worse.
Listen, I don't know if you know this, but it was hot.
Dave.
The king of Mexico is bullshit.
I thought you were saying he had to go and
he
had to ride.
He was saying, he was insinuating that.
Well, no, I just said he left and I didn't want to be there alone. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why? Okay, what if?
Bean, it was hot. Have you not listened?
Yeah, dude.
Right, but you would have been there alone with like 35,000 other people who were still there, though.
Yeah, but it was hot.
Thank you, King of Mexico, for the decline of Western civilization, you idiots.
Get out, Dave. You disgust me.
All right. Go Dodgers.
Oh, go Dodgers.
No, you're not even allowed to say that.
You know what? Just say go Dodgers. Don't finish it. Get really close to the end.
Just singular. Just Dodger. Yeah.
Dodger.
Can't say...
All right. Desus and Mero from Showtime's show is going to be joining us.
Really?
Well, it's also called Desus and Mero. They're going to be joining us on the program later on today. First, though, I don't know that we've done this topic before, but I am so looking forward to it because when you're running about Southern California, you oftentimes will see a famous person. And sometimes there will be an interaction with that famous person. And sometimes the famous person will yell at you. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to be looking for here is a famous person was irritated with you at 1-800-520-1067. Maybe they're next to you in a restaurant. Maybe you're checking them out at a, you know, you're working at a register at a store. Whatever the circumstances are, you got yelled at by a celebrity. That's what we're looking for.
You know, there has to be a lot of times because celebrities are just humans. So they got to be super like frustrated at times.
Of course.
And then say they run into Allie and it's just it all goes south.
Do you know that kid Cole Strauss from Riverdale?
Uh-huh. Yes,
he has
Jughead.
He has a great Instagram account where he's basically in a duel with people taking secret photos of him.
Oh, I've seen that. Yes, yes, yes.
Hold up their phone a little bit and take a photo at like a restaurant.
Yeah,
and
try yeah.
To, act like they're tweeting or something else.
He tries to take the photo quicker. Like, he's always, and he has a full, like, Instagram account just trying to battle people. And I think that's an easy way to get people to yell at you, for the record.
You mentioned Allie, Kevin. How come?
Allie?
It happened to me. I was in early high school, so I was a freshman or a sophomore at high school, and I was at my local supermarket, and Martin Sheen was shopping at the same time.
Wow. This was before he was the president.
Yes. Okay. That was also just a TV show.
TV show called The West Wing.
So I was just getting grapes, and I hear this man yelling at me about the plight of the migrant worker.
What? That's on brand.
And I was like, what the hell, old man? What's your problem? And I'm like, I'm just getting grapes. And he's like, do you not understand anything of what's going on around you? And I'm like looking around the supermarket.
13,
I was
14?
Like 14 years old. I'm looking around the supermarket. I'm like, no, dude, I'm getting grapes. Do you know who picks those grapes? No. No, I don't. He's then getting more and more mad that I wasn't aware of the plight of the migrant worker. I'll just say this. This is pre-internet. I couldn't just go, I'll Google it later, old man. I had to sit and listen to him.
I'll Google it in 10 years when the internet comes out.
Talk about it. And then literally 6 months later, I went to an all-girls Catholic school. He was part of this big deal that we went down to the mission and we served food. And he showed up.
Yeah, I got arrested a bunch of times in a row.
He showed up and I was like, that's that old dude that yelled at me.
Oh my God.
What is happening right now? Now he's following me? Like, is he going to yell at me about the homeless people we're serving? It was bizarre. And do I think about it every time I have a grape? Yes.
I love
every time I have a grape, I'm like, damn it, is Martin Sheen around to
He's
scream
ruined this
at me?
Grape?
That it was insanity.
That's an amazing story.
It was cuckoo.
When we were in our early 20s, my friend Matt and I would go to nightclubs because that's what you do in your early 20s. And we were standing outside. It was a place called Club AD on Highland. And we were standing outside and Maddie was leaning on a car that was like in the street, just leaning on it a little bit. You know how you talk and lean? And a guy comes out and you just hear, get off my car!
Oops.
And we were like, oh my God. And so he gets off the car and this dude gets up in Matt's face. Huge guy. Huge, like 6'5", monster buff dude. And he's like, were you on my car? And Matt was like, I'm sorry, I was just leaning on a car. He's like, you get off my car, you punk bitch! Like, he just yelling at him. And we were like, oh my God. It was like Tiny List, like Debo from Friday.
Oh.
And he was screaming. And you can't do anything because that dude could kill you.
Yeah.
So Matt
he was sitting on your car.
Yeah,
on his car.
He was right. Yeah, he wasn't wrong. And so Matt just stood there and was just like, and just took it. And a whole group of people outside the club just watched Maddie get like dressed down by Zeus.
Did you step in between Zeus and your friend Maddie and go, hey, that's my friend?
No, I was like, yeah, he was on your car. Like, I went full Tiny List.
Dude, that if TMZ had existed back then,
I know.
That would have been a hot video for them.
It was so, but I mean, it
they
was like
all over that.
Also, like, he was like playing his character almost. Yeah. He's like, give me your bite. Like, he was like literally doing a character, but in real life.
That's fantastic. Yeah. All right, let's take a call before the break. 1-800-520-1067. You were yelled at by a celebrity. We're going to Long Beach, line 2. We're saying hi to Alex. Line 2, Kevin.
Yep.
Saying hi to Alex up next on the Kevin DeBeach Show.
Hey, Alex.
Good morning, you guys.
Morning. Hey, what's up?
So about 10 years ago, driving down Sunset Boulevard West, trying to get onto the 405, which is a nightmare during rush hour. It's where the two lanes merge into one, and usually the protocol is one car goes first and another from each lane.
Right.
And this Range Rover to the left of me was trying to cut me off. I whipped around and basically stared at the person in the car, and it was Tracy Ullman, who then gave me the middle finger and told me to go F myself.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a great story.
That's very good.
I love it.
At least you didn't leave her a bad Yelp review.
Yeah,
thank you for listening, Alex. Thank you for calling.
That's a power move, Benson.
That was strong.
I just called you Benson.
1-800-520-1067. You ticked off a celebrity. We want to hear your story. Coming up next on K-Rock.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
We're talking about celebrities yelled at you. Scott and Stanton, good morning.
Hey, guys.
All right, who was it and why?
It was Ed Asner.
Oh, no. Why?
I love it.
He's like America's sweetheart.
Explain to people who Ed Asner is, Bean.
He's the grandpa in Up is who he is.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and so I was, I got lucky enough to play football with him and Valerie Bertinelli and a few other celebrities. and I was quarterback, and Valerie Bertinelli was on my team. So I threw just a nice down and in, but I was so excited and so nervous, I threw it too hard.
Yeah.
And when I got back, Ed Asner was going to tackle me. So he got really
pissed. Ed Asner hasn't tackled anyone since the First World War. What are you talking about?
You could have waited another 30 minutes. Ed wouldn't have gotten to you.
Although I guess he wasn't old. He wasn't always old. This had to have been some time ago when he was a younger man, maybe just in his 80s, right?
It was some time ago. It was when Battle of the Network Stars was on, and I snuck into this event at Pepperdine University, and somehow I got to be on that little situation.
Good
and
times.
I almost hurt her, and he almost killed me.
That's fantastic.
Because there is no catch.
There's no catch.
There's no catch.
I had it ready to go, Allie. I had it ready to go.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
You got yelled at by a celebrity, and we should mention that we didn't even think of this, but once the internet was around, everybody sort of had to watch themselves.
Right.
Because it could
behave a little bit.
It could be posted and go around the world. So most of these sightings are from 1922.
Yeah. Like, Jesus, I thought that was a weird one.
Well, Manny writes in at Kevin and Bean, I was in Hollywood at the In-N-Out Burger on Sunset. I was getting a drink. I turned around and bumped into someone and knocked his food tray out of his hands. All of a sudden, I see it's Adam Sandler. He's in front of me, upset. He picked up his burger off the ground and threw it at me.
What?
Sorry, Manny. That's on you. You knocked the Sandman's food down. He's allowed to throw it at you, as far as I'm concerned. All right, let's go back to the phones. 1-800-520-1067. Leonora, Koreatown, up next, line 5.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, what's up?
It was a Sunday morning. I was actually in Silver Lake at the time. Again, it was before internet. You guys are right.
Mm-hmm.
It was 11 o'clock in the morning. It was a Sunday morning. It was like, I don't know, the beginning of fall, maybe early September. And I was going to start an exercise routine. So my car door was open. I was parked on Silver Lake Boulevard. And it's a very busy street. And people are walking their dogs. There's a dog park.
This is too much.
What kind of dog?
I mean, feel like you have set the table now for a story.
I mean, seriously, the fall and the leaves and the exercise routine and where you park. None of that is necessary for your story, Leonora.
So what happened?
Well, it's a good story. He's always got a good setup. So anyway, I was starting my exercise, and he walked by, and my music was blasting. You know, it was Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, and he yelled at me. He said, "It's too loud." And I looked at him, and I recognized him, and I said, "Dude, I like you. Don't yell at me." And he kept yelling at me. He goes, "Put your music down." I said, "No." Anyway, he just walked on, and I just yelled at him. I said, "You're raining on my parade, dude."
Who is he?
Oh, I'm sorry, John C. Reilly.
So you're still happy about your setup to your story? All right. Bye, Leonora. I can't believe. All right, let's go to Bob, line 8. Please, Tustin, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. You guys are going to die when you see the kinds of celebrities that people are calling about.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. You were yelled at by a celebrity.
I was yelled at by Ted Nugent.
See how he did it? He just came right out and said, I was yelled at by Ted Nugent.
Leonora, learn a little something from our friend Bob.
Yeah, how loud was the music, though, Bob? I mean, what song were you playing?
Was it Fall?
Fall.
God.
Well, his music was playing. He was making an in-store appearance at Music Plus, if anybody remembers that.
Sure, of course.
1975, and we were big fans, and... But we always wondered why he played that big hollow body Birdland guitar when everybody else played like Strats and Les Pauls, you know, solid body guitars.
Right.
And so I'm going to ask him, you know, why he plays that. And it may have been the way I phrased it. But when we finally got up to him, he didn't remember his music's playing over the air and over the store system.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, can I ask a question? I was wondering why you play that big old guitar. He goes, "Why do I play that big old guitar? I'll tell you why I play that big old guitar. I'd like to hear Les Paul do that. I'll shove Les Paul up your ass." And I'm just, you know, I'm just like a 16-year-old kid. I'm just... My friend, come on, Bob, let's go. You pissed off Mr. Nugent.
I guess we've learned that celebrities just were meaner before they could be recorded by internet. A phone.
Yeah, yes, exactly. For sure. Celebrities are just like us. Hey, Ted, what do you think?
When you sit down across from someone who has more families with dying little boys and girls get a call to take them on their last fishing trip in life. What? Call me when you meet someone who does that more than I do.
Okay, all right.
It's a weird in-store.
Sir, this is a Music Plus. All right, let's try John Hacienda Heights up next, line 7, please, on K-Rock.
All right, John, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. You were yelled at by a celebrity.
Yes, it was Charlton Heston.
Oh.
Whoa.
Wow. Why so soon?
You've been holding on to this story for a while.
And it was last week.
What happened? What were the circumstances?
He was doing a signing at a showing of El Cid back in about 26 years ago. And I asked him if he would personalize an autograph. As I asked him if he would sign it as Taylor. That was his name in Planet of the Apes. Well, he got upset with me, and he just says, "Can you imagine if I had to personalize each and every one of these people's autographs, how long it would take?" And I was embarrassed immediately, but then I was thinking after, I go, the voice of God just yelled at me.
Yeah.
You know, it was so, yeah, but, you know, he was really nice after he said hi to me when he was walking back up. So, you know, yeah, he obviously didn't hold any grudges, but that's
take
just something
your
I always
sticky
remember.
Paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
I mean, I thought that was inappropriate.
Him for the signing,
when he said that, yeah. Thank you for the call, though. We appreciate it very much. Let's go to Nick Glendale up next, line 5, here on K-Rock.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's happening, party people?
You got you yelled at by a celebrity.
Actually, I almost threw hands with Jeremy Piven. We were in Hawaii about 14 years ago. We were at a U2 concert, and back in those days, you got general admission at a U2 concert. We're sitting right on the front row next to the gate, and Jeremy comes in. He wants to get backstage, and he pushed my 12-year-old daughter out of the way to get backstage.
That's a real Piven move.
And did he yell,
"Lie!"
Well, what's funny, man, it was I grabbed him. He had a big bodyguard. He goes, "Do you know who I am? I'm Jeremy Piven." And I'm like, "No, you're the guy about ready to get his ass kicked, man."
Nice.
Good line.
You are lucky he only pushed your daughter, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, check this out, man. And behind me, I'm sitting there hanging out with Kid Rock, Laird Hamill, Gabrielle Reese, Cindy Crawford. Kid Rock.
Why are you naming celebrities now?
People that didn't yell at him at the concert.
Listen, man, we were having such a great time. Just puff, puff, pass. It was just
Charlton Heston there.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Dem Bodega Boys, Desus and Mero, joining us in the 8 o'clock hour here on K-Rock. Hey, I didn't make it up. That's what they're called,
no,
you guys.
No, but you sound white.
Yeah, you're the whitest.
Yeah, we're all white.
First, Allie's got what's happening here on this Monday morning Kevin and Bean Show.
What's going on?
I hope that Dave's listening, because Spectrum Networks announced today that it will simulcast an additional 5 Dodger games on KTLA this season.
So when he leaves early, he can go see them?
He can watch at home. Don't even bother the lovely people of Chavez Ravine with showing up.
Too hot.
Too hot. You can watch it in your home with the air conditioning on. The 5-game schedule will feature all Saturday games beginning August 31st when the Dodgers visit the Diamondbacks. Then September 7th, they will be playing at home against the Giants. September 14th in New York versus the Mets. September 21st at home against the Rockies. And then wrapping up on Saturday, the 28th of September at San Francisco.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Go Dodgers!
Thank you, sir. Excellent.
That's wonderful news.
That is wonderful news.
Hey, Kevin, speaking of Spectrum, that made me think, you got CBS at your house yet?
Nope.
Still no CBS network, huh?
Nope.
It's been going on a while for such a major channel. I mean, this isn't like A&E or somebody, you know.
Seems to be every other week with DirecTV.
Yeah.
How do you watch Young Sheldon?
It's a great question. I have somebody else recorded on a VHS tape.
Oh, yeah. Good.
And bring it over.
Good.
Excellent.
What would Dave do without Blue Bloods, man? If he didn't have CBS, he'd be in trouble.
Yeah, he would.
Big trouble. Maybe that's what they'll blame some of the ratings on Love Island on. Oh, no one can see it because they all had DirecTV.
Oh, okay.
Right?
All right.
This could be smart.
Could be valid, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, you guys, Ed Sheeran's Divide Tour has now set the new record for highest grossing concert tour ever.
Yeah!
He just beat out U2 and their 360 degree tour, which ended in 2011. Sharon's tour has also lasted longer than the U2 one. It will have gone 893 days by the time it wraps up later this month, while U2's was only 760 days. By the way, that record, $736.7 million in revenue.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
It is. The most successful bridge troll of all time, right? Can you even think of somebody who is even close to his level of success that is a troll who lives under a bridge?
He doesn't live under a bridge. He owns multiple homes, and he's not a troll. He just has red hair and kind of a squish face.
Mm-hmm.
Leave him alone.
Okay.
He's happy. He's writing music that people love. He's entertaining millions.
He's got a bridge over his head in case it rains.
He does not.
Okay.
Sorry. You guys are awful.
He's protecting that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
That's a leprechaun. That is different from a troll. And
he is making those delicious Keebler cookies.
Again, that is an elf. So you've got a troll,
he's
you've
doing
got an
comedy,
elf, and
he's
you've
doing
got
comedy all over the world. He has a podcast with Adam Ray.
That's Brad Williams, and he is a dwarf. Mm-hmm. Oh. Are we finished?
Probably not, but...
Ed Asner.
Oh, there's no catch.
There's no catch.
So, Old Town Road, now officially the longest running number one song in chart history. And the obsession with Old Town Road has even reached Sikkimis, British Columbia. Apologies to all of our Canadian listeners if it's not Sikkimis. But people have been stealing street signs from an actual Old Town Road in the municipality. Here's the thing. They're not going to get their police involved. What are they called up there? Royal Mounties? They're not getting them involved. No. Instead, they will be selling replica Old Town Road signs for $25 each.
How smart is that?
Here's what someone from the town said. We're just having fun with it, turning a negative into a positive. Why not? It's fun and it's easy attention for the town. Wherever Sikkimis or Sikkimis, Sikkimau, I don't know how to say it, but you're a delightful town, and I love you.
Although, I would prefer you to read that statement again in your Canadian accent, eh?
I don't have one, but...
Didn't stop you from making me do a British accent, did it?
I'm not moving to Canada, you jackass. You are.
Wow.
You are, man.
That escalated.
Just got real.
Just saying. You guys, Showtime has set November premiere dates for new seasons of two long-running shows, plus the sophomore season of Jim Carrey's dramedy, which I love. So Shameless is going to start on November 3rd at 9 p.m., followed by season 2 of Jim Carrey's Kidding at 10 p.m. And then Ray Donovan, starring Liev Schreiber, is going on its 7th season, November the 17th.
Allie, you dropped the ball when you stopped watching that show. Was so good last season.
I did.
I know you hate Susan Sarandon.
I am so anti Susan Sarandon that I got rid of Ray Donovan, which I love much.
Yep. Just because of her.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's not
good
a fan.
Season. Good
was
season.
It?
Yeah.
Excellent. Is really she good. Is she dead? Can I pick back up?
No, she's still alive. Still
okay,
alive.
Cool. Well, listen. Showtime has me already with not only Desus and Mero, who are coming
please
up.
Mention that one
what
first.
If I didn't? Desus and Mero, who are coming up. But I love Kidding. Mm-hmm. I'm loving The Loudest Voice right
Me
now.
Too. Me too.
And City on a Hill.
Yeah.
Which
all good
now
stuff.
Has been renewed. So I'm doing okay with Showtime. They're going to be okay without me watching Ray Donovan. However, okay. I'll come back. Don't think I won't. You get rid of Susan Sarandon, I will tune in.
Drawing a line in the sand.
Yeah, Showtime.
I'm all Hogan, by the way.
Show me what I'm worth to you. Yeah.
Showtime.
Sure. They're like, who? Shut up. Susan Sarandon. Everyone loves her. No, they don't. Some birthdays for you. Youngblood. Maureen McCormick. James Gunn. And that's what's happening.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, yeah.
All right, listen, we've heard the end of that.
Right, Kevin, show a little respect for the chili peppers.
Do we not know how that ends?
We had 1 minute left.
Do we not know how that ends?
We do.
Showtime, Showtime says they are the greatest show in late night history, and I would be hard pressed to disagree. And they are on a 5-city tour that brings them to Los Angeles this week at the Ace Hotel. Details coming up. Please welcome to the Kevin and Bean Studios, Desus and the Kid Merrill. Yeah. Yeah.
K-Rock.
What's up, you guys?
How are you guys?
We're good. We're jet lagged, but we're good.
I feel like we are suddenly hip now.
We're so cool. You can buy weed anywhere now in the country.
Yeah. We're so cool.
Nobody will ask you if you're a cop.
I'm not positive that it translates to us, Bean.
I think that's a bad read.
My
adjacency. All right. So you got your shows that we'll talk about. You did the TCA Awards.
Yeah, we hosted the TCA Awards.
On Saturday, which is a big room with lots of famous people, right?
Right. Yeah. But it's not the Teen Choice Awards, so don't get confused.
Different vibe. Yeah, I was super ready with like a bucket of slime. They told me at the last minute.
Handing out
like,
surfboards.
Yeah, just warning everyone
in the front row, like, we're going to lift plastic.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
And you guys, I finally get to meet The Rock.
You guys are really rolling deep in stars this weekend because we saw on Sophia Bush's Instagram yesterday that you guys were essentially having lunch with her yesterday.
Yeah, with Sophia Bush and Megan Rapinoe and, you know, just casual. It's just regular LA, just baby.
Well, Megan, I guess she was on the show.
Right.
But Sophia Bush, how does that even
That's just Hollywood, I guess.
I'm just very weird, and I know a lot of, like, white actresses, and I'm just like, I'm like, I know you. You're Sophia Bush. You were from One Tree Hill. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of Chicago PD. I'm sad that you left. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Like, also, you got the whole IMDb.
This guy that knows no white people
apart. I know nothing.
It's amazing.
I literally walk into this brunch. She's like, hi, I'm Sophia. I was like, hey, what do you do? Hey, nice to meet you. You're an intern?
Oh, I know your sister, Jenna.
I'm like, yo, give me a Heineken.
Desus, how come you don't recognize any white people? Do you have, like, face blindness or
something? No, you know what it is? Because I have such a pure heart, I don't see color.
That's true. A great rehearsed answer.
His soul is colorless.
Right now, my publicist is in the room like, yes.
Yes. Nailed it. Swish.
No, you know what it is? I just don't pay attention. That's
okay. Fair enough. Well, Showtime seems to treat you guys really, really well.
Showtime? Oh, yeah.
There have to have been some concerns when you moved from the smaller venues, like the Vice and stuff, to go to the, you know, to work for the man. Were you worried that they were going to try to, you know, change you guys?
No, because even from the initial meetings with Showtime, we were aware they got it. Yeah. And their whole thing was like, we're not going to mess with it. Like, we know, like, our job is not being funny. Our job is just putting you guys on the screen.
Nice.
So Showtime just kind of stepped back and was like, do you? And you got a lot of promises from networks.
I was going to say, a lot of people say that.
Right. Yeah, but they lived up to it, and to this day, they're still that way. So shout out to Showtime. Shout out to David Nevins, baby.
Yeah. Wow. Listen to the lineup they've had of guests recently in the season one, right? Don Cheadle, Ben Stiller, 2 Chainz, Carmelo Anthony, Jordan Peele, Cory Booker, Stacey Abrams, Lil Nas X, Kumail Nanjiani, Ice Cube. I mean, we had Bob Saget. We had Bob Saget 3 times in a month once.
We haven't had Bob Saget yet.
No. You should. You could have him on.
Oh, you will.
Yeah, he'll come on. But that is a crazy list of guests.
That's how it is now. Now it's a matter of, like, guests are coming to us. Like, I want to be on the show.
I want to be. Not us being, like, in our phones, like, I think I know this guy's cousin. Maybe he can call him. Yeah, little snapper. Like, he's an up and coming rapper.
Last show we couldn't guess for anything, so it was like, yo, give it up for Miro's 3rd cousin once removed.
Yeah.
Manuel, tell us about replacing car parts.
I like to fix radiators and things like that.
What would you like your rainbow to say?
Come to Jose's Auto Parts at 181 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx.
Up next, I got my 4th grade teacher. Stay right here.
Speaking of the Bronx, you could not have debuted with a hotter guest than AOC. And the sense that I got is that she wasn't playing. She was legitimately a fan of yours.
Oh, yeah.
We met before the whole thing. She's actually represents my district in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we've had dinners and we've talked about it. And it was, like, not even, like, let's talk politics dinner. It was just like, yo,
just reminiscing
the Bronx.
on the Bronx. Careful around her because, like, when she hangs around us, she turns back into AOC from the Bronx and she might just, just throw it all away.
And then you two will get the blame for her entire career.
Yeah, but, you know, it's going to happen eventually.
Sure.
Asshole comedians torpedo politician's career.
I am so excited that you're now 2 days a week because I feel like at the beginning you had to react differently to videos that sometimes you felt late on.
Right.
But now it's so new and fresh and it feels so much better.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah,
it's like
the
perfect setup. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like originally it was like, lets go 2 days a week because Monday you scoop up everything that happened over the weekend.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then Thursday you cover everything that happened during the week.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
And if something happens on Friday night and it has legs, then you can cover it throughout the week. So it's just like the perfect setup.
Also doing it 2 days a week, like you said, now we have more time. We don't have to, we don't have to rush through it.
Yeah.
So we can actually make the segments longer and people are appreciating that. Because even watching the show, it felt like just when it was getting started,
boom, you went on to the next thing.
By the way, here's what people may not know about Desus and Mero. The show never ends. What you see on Showtime is just the 30 minutes that the camera is running. Because these guys are like this 24-7.
You know what? It sounds like fun. Ask our publicist. It's exhausting.
She's like,
she doesn't even laugh at our jokes anymore. She just looks at us like, go to the studio.
I mean, you guys did the best 5 minutes I've heard all week before we turned the mics on this morning. And I'm sure that you're going to walk out of here cracking each other up,
This is what we do. We, like, we landed and we went to Shake Shack. Because, you know, that's where all the cool kids go. I don't know if you know. They call it the Shack. So we're just at Shake Shack. And we're just sitting there cracking up because we're high. And, like, we're making ourselves laugh. And you see people at the other table like, yo, aren't they, don't they have a show?
They're like,
are you really here on a Friday night at Shake Shack?
Why do you have cheese in your beard? I was like, leave me a little shit right there. We got a cool TV show.
Hey, Kevin, are we doing it wrong? Like, I'm not calling you up on the weekend and saying, hey, did you see this cool video? Let's talk about it.
No, Bean doesn't call anyone on the weekend, though.
Well, that's true.
You know, it's funny, we never call each other about videos or text each other's
videos.
It's
just like Wonder Twins.
We're such a scenario. Like, if I see a tweet, usually within 30 seconds, that same tweet is on his timeline.
That's how you guys met, right?
Yeah. Actually, we met way back in high school. Yeah. But then we reconnected on Twitter. But it's just
I had a summer school question, Desus. I wanted to ask, because there are two kinds of summer school. There's the summer school you go to because you're a great student and you're taking all these advanced placement courses and you try to graduate early.
Right.
And then there's the summer school that most of my friends went to, which is you had to repeat a grade. Which one were you?
The third, the New York City version, because New York City has centralized schools that have air conditioning. So if you want to go get air conditioning in the summer, you go to summer school. You don't necessarily enroll in summer school. Your friends are there, so you're just there hanging out.
You just go there just for the air conditioning.
They were like, you're going, though. To me, my principal was like, you are going to summer school, fam. Don't.
They were like, I'm like taking gym. Like, who goes to summer school for gym?
Yeah. I literally had to go to summer school for gym because...
I'm like, Mom, I failed basketball, sorry.
Watch your language.
This isn't the Showtime show.
Take one of his chains. Exchange for the FCC fund.
By the way, that's the second one, just for the record.
So, yeah, like both chains.
That's true. He's a new rapper, new chains.
Let's take a very quick break, and then we'll explain the FCC to Mero. When we return, we'll talk more with our guests right after this on K-Rock.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
Hey, we're on
Kevin
the air.
And Bean on K-Rock.
Hey, Allie, we're on the air.
I'm just saying, maybe Mero needs a cigarette after that ad. Sure.
Hey. Some martini and a well-done steak.
Like such an erotic commercial.
They are the hosts of the Bodega Boys podcast, available on SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get yours. And on Showtime, the Desus and Mero Show, which is currently on summer hiatus just till September. And look, you're not sitting at home taking some time off. You're out here working hard on the road with a big five-city tour, including the Ace Hotel, sold out tonight. A few tickets still available for Wednesday night. What do people see in the live show, guys?
It's just like performance
art.
Mess.
Is this
like
on 1,000?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of crowd work. It's like
you call it mess or meth?
Mess.
Well, mess. Mess.
You know, depending on the city.
Yeah,
depending
on the city. Okay.
But
might be going to Florida soon. So,
but you know what? Our fans have been waiting to see us. So a lot of times, it's like the fans yelling at us, or just like you know, we're just asking. It's like it feels kind of like a family reunion. And even if you don't, if you're not familiar with our humor, you get it right away after five minutes. Like, and then just the energy you get from other people, because we never got a chance to go to LA because on the former network, our schedule was so wild, and we never had time to travel. So now that we finally had time to come to LA, everyone is so excited, and we got like some famous friends coming out. It's gonna be a good time.
Yeah, it's like if you put your two drunk uncles on stage at a family reunion and they're like, go. You know what I'm saying?
But it's the fun part of your drunk uncle.
I was gonna say sometimes
now when they start getting political, and they're like, you know what's wrong with this country?
Let me tell you something. So you gotta go back.
Is there any part of what you guys do that makes you stop and think, how are we interviewing presidential candidates? Like, how are we having on our set somebody who could be running the free world in a couple of years?
The whole thing, we're just like, we feel like we're scamming the world. It's just like we're putting like a joke on everybody, because there's no, like, we already just having a podcast was like, oh, that's cool. Now we've gone from just a podcast to having a show on premium cable, and it's just like, we haven't changed anything. It's just the same. Jesus Merrill that was talking on the 6th
God, I want Joe Biden on your show so bad.
You guys are going to get...
His head will explode.
You'll have all of them, I
hope.
We're going to
fight Joe Biden on an Amtrak train.
All the way to Delaware.
It's terrible, man.
He's so old.
There's no thing in Delaware.
He's so old, there's no way he would understand half of what you're saying.
Exactly. I think he'll just get frustrated and just try to fight us.
He'd be like, can I phone a friend who called Obama? Like, what does that mean?
Oh, God. What if him and Obama play us in basketball?
Two on two?
Just two on two.
I'm down for that.
Obama just doing a sweet J in your face, like wet.
Cash money. Joe, I need a screen. Yeah. Set a pick, Joe.
That's all he needs Joe for. Just set a pick.
Set a pick.
I'm going to do my thing. You set a pick.
I'd like Joe on and maybe do a remix of the song that you did with John Legend.
John Legend?
Oh. Yeah, do a Biden remix.
I don't think Joe Biden needs those problems.
No.
I think Joe Biden might want to stay away from that.
Yeah. Unless you're advising him.
I'm just saying, Google that,
kids. He's going to do a song about consent.
What's your favorite piece you've gotten to do on the Showtime show?
If
you have one.
You know what? I really like the piece we did with Lin-Manuel, the fake Broadway play about Babe Ruth being Dominican.
Yeah,
because that was all like improv, and we were just up there just drifting the way we do.
Wow.
And Lin-Manuel was just staring at us like, what is going on? But he's following on the piano.
Yeah.
And the story's so ridiculous.
It's insane.
And it was so much fun. Like, everyone's watching it. It felt like a real Broadway play.
And it's funny because it's like, you know, Hamilton and Lin-Manuel, like, it's like, oh, it's so overhyped. But, like, we work, like, super fast and, like, people could barely keep up.
Right.
And he was just on the piano, like, ding, 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 playing along with us, like, throwing lines out. And I was just like, wow. I'm like, okay,
this guy's a genius.
I fell into that crowd. Like,
you're the last
genius.
Person to say that.
Yeah, this guy's a genius.
You guys on Twitter and on the podcast for years have been known to make fun of people pretty intensely and razz people. Do you feel like on Showtime you have to tone it down now that you're getting more famous?
No, I mean, really. I feel like it's just like we're more exposed to like trolls. But, like, we haven't, like, toned down.
And also, it's kind of changed the level of just Twitter in general, the way you could roast people in the past.
Yeah.
You can't really roast it for, you know, now it's, like, body shaming. And you have to come at different angles.
Those are the good old days.
The good old days. Like, the wild, wild west of Twitter. But it's just, like, not only that, it's just some of the jokes are just so basic. Everyone on Twitter has done it. Like, you know, I love a good Mitch McConnell's a turtle joke. But we've all heard that a million times. So you got to find new angles for comedy. And,
sure.
And also, people appreciate that little extra effort you put in doing a better joke. Because, you know, it's late night. Everyone's going to make the same Trump joke, orange, blah, 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 blah. If you come at it a new angle, people are like, yo, this is kind of refreshing. Like, this is not rehashed of the news that I'm seeing on every other channel.
Like, I watched 3 late night shows. They used the same joke. These guys came at it from a completely different approach. Yeah.
Who's the producer that you have off screen?
Oh, Julia.
Oh, Julia Young. Yeah.
She's been with us since, for like years.
Oh, she has.
Yeah.
We didn't know
like
if it was
MTV days.
Okay,
yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so we snatched her up and brought her along.
Yeah, she's like the mom in Muppet Babies. You like never see her.
Yeah,
exactly.
She's just a voice.
Exactly.
She's like
really
a Charlie Brown
voice. She gets so frustrated. The stuff that doesn't air, like she's just because you know, like they'll do a joke and they'll be like, "Oh, Kristen Chastain or something." I'm like, "Who?"
Not even the right name, by the way.
Not
even
brand close.
Yeah, Brandy Chastain.
No worries.
Or Jessica Chastain
Jessica Chastain.
Also? Yeah, that's who I was going
for. Both white people, so Jesus doesn't know her.
Yeah, they all look the same.
I just have like a full conversation with her at the CCAs. She's like, he doesn't remember
me. The guy that's like, oh, that's this person, that's that person.
Right.
And
you know them all.
We're in a restaurant here in L.A., he's always like, don't turn around, that's such and such. So I was like, I could turn around. I would.
Deesa Zambrano here on the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, the Ace Hotel again sold out tonight. A few seats available for Wednesday night at Bodega Hive or Axis.com if you want to buy those tickets and see it in person. Have you had much interaction or been embraced even by other late night hosts?
Oh, yes. They
all
love
the time,
it. Shout out to Seth Meyers,
Jimmy Fallon, always has his up.
Scene. Like, we've gone to dinner together. They're always giving, you know, we give each other advice. And a lot of them, they're not jealous, but they're just like, they're really envious of our show because how loose it is, how much fun it is to do. And like, anytime we have a chance to go on other people's shows, like, anytime we do Fallon, forget it, it's a riot.
Yeah, it's like, riot. They throw the script out the window and he's just like, oh my God.
He's like, I wish I could cancel the other guests and just like hang with you guys for half an hour, but NBC won't allow it.
He has so many, you know, rules and regulations on him.
Yeah, and they, you know, it's just like, you guys look like you're having so much fun.
Yep.
And just like, that's one thing Seth Meyers said to us. He was like, when it stops being fun, stop doing it.
Yeah.
So that's like, shout to him. That's a key piece of advice. But yeah, I thought there'd be like competition and we'd have to go like whack somebody or like John Oliver. But
you could still wax them.
Yeah. Are you still going to be a PA on John Oliver during the break?
During the break. Listen, got to get those extra checks.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know?
Listen, children of immigrants, we're working all the time.
If there's downtime, that's work time.
That's work time. Okay. Ain't no downtime. Self-care, what?
Matter of fact, you guys got applications? You guys hired?
Yes.
I'm in L.A. for 2 more days. Got to get these extra checks.
Listen, sure. You need some these emails printed again?
Possibly.
He's really good at HVAC.
We can
have
you come in here.
Working.
They
good? They good? Everything good?
We have to teach you about the cursing thing, though.
Yeah, that's right.
I can curse when I fix the AC, though.
That's true. That is true.
Jensen, of course, you know that Mero is a fellow sneakerhead.
Yeah.
Jesus. I was going to say Mero's.
I'm sorry.
Dominican.
My bad.
What are your hot shoes right now? What are the sneakers looking for?
You know what? Really right now, what I'm looking for?
Yeah.
The Travis Scott Air Force Ones. Those are, I went to go.
But can't you get anything now?
You know what? You can, but then it's just like, the problem is, it's easier to just buy sneakers outright.
He's like a big game hunter. It's like the big game.
Right. Also, you don't want to be in debt to anybody. You don't want to be like, this company's going to give you these sneakers, like, wear them on your show. It's like, whoa, this doesn't work like that. Like, I'll wear what I want to wear. So it's just like, I don't like leaning on favors.
You use connections. So
I don't use connections. And then also, it means more when you have to work to get the sneaker, which, you know, that's just an immigrant thing in me. Like, I will wake up 10 a.m. on the East Coast Saturday morning and buy my pair of sneakers.
I'm getting these retail.
I'm buying them retail. And you know what? It's like, the sneaker brand can't be like, oh, you have to wear. I'm like, if I want to wear them, I'll wear them. If I don't, I don't.
I'll take all the free ones.
Yeah, but then you know what happens? Well, eventually starts happening. They start sending you whack free stuff.
Right.
And you just have to be happy anyway. And you're like, could I get this? And they're like, no, here, take these sneakers.
You get LA Gears.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want
exactly.
That.
I'm like, why do they light up when I walk?
This next week, SpongeBob SquarePants shoes are coming out.
How do you feel about those?
I'm on the fence, man.
It's a bit much.
I do like them, though.
They're bright. It takes swag to pull them off.
I don't have that swag. No.
It's a lot of neon color.
No.
My kids are going to love them.
Yeah.
I'll be like, you could just sit in mine and use it as like a raft.
But aren't they like, it's Kyrie Irving / SpongeBob?
Yes, yeah.
What's the...
I don't. They give him all the nerd. He has like PlayStation shoes. He has Friends shoes based on the TV show. So anything that's nerd, they just give.
See, I thought it was like the flat Earth thing. Yeah. And I was like, is Bikini Bottom a flat Earth?
Let's just give this guy whatever. He doesn't even know what's going on in the world.
I would sit him down. I'd be like, you ever seen on SpongeBob? They light fires underwater. Think about that. Wake
deep.
Up, my brother.
Yo, keep your throat open. Man. You know what I'm saying? Knowledge.
I'm going to be the bad man here. And
no!
Flat.
Boo.
I hate it too, but
Boo
we
teacher, you didn't give us homework.
We are out of time, guys. Oh. BodegaHive.com or AXS.com. Tickets on sale now for Wednesday night's show at the Ace Hotel. The theater at the Ace Hotel sold out tonight. You guys, we loved having you on though. We really did.
Thank you.
So much
for deck.
That's for you. That was for you.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
And now, a public service announcement from The Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, party people. It's going to be hot today, so make sure to drive your car into the ocean and wait for sundown. It's the only way to survive. This has been a PSA from The Kevin and Bean Show.
The Kevin and Bean Show. We care.
Allie is here with our final look at what's happening here on a Monday morning Kevin and Bean Show.
Well, I know that you guys don't take compliments well. Like, it's sometimes it's painful watching you guys try and deflect a compliment. It's a lot. But congratulations on the Radio Hall of Fame announcement, you guys. It's a big deal. And if people are like, aren't they already in one? You are already in the Broadcasters Hall of Fame, correct?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which, that's a huge deal.
Right. Although I'm convinced they have no idea who we were at the time.
I mean...
because of their tweet...
did they tweet out and a big congratulations to Kevin and Bean from 102.7 Kiss FM? Did
sure.
I actually screen cap it and send it to them during the actual ceremony? Yeah, I did.
That happened.
I did.
Sure.
Because it was amazing. But you are the Radio Hall of Fame class of 2019. You're indeed. You're up there alongside Harry Harrison.
Yes.
Radio Harry. Legend, New York City.
Sean Hollywood Hamilton.
I have no idea what he does.
Isn't he Coast out here? Or
he might be. I don't know. I've barely heard of him.
Joe Madison.
He is a black radio legend, now on Sirius XM.
Why you gotta be black? Because he made his radio legend.
No, but he made his bones in urban radio, is what I'm saying.
I'm going to just keep it a bean.
Is he also known as the Black Eagle?
Yes, that's
okay.
Him.
All right, makes sense now.
Which I'm so bummed that he got that name before me.
Congratulations, of course, to Jim Rome. You guys,
very
this
excited.
Is huge for him.
He should have been in whatever they started doing this years stupid ago. Award. They Absolutely. Should have given it to him.
Alongside Ryan Seacrest.
That was macho.
John Tesh.
All right, hold on. Let's not move on. Ryan Seacrest. Uh-huh. I don't listen to his show. Mm-hmm. He's never said a funny thing in his life, but no one has done more with less than Ryan Seacrest has in his career.
Really, he's had an amazing career for barely being talented.
Do you think that's how he'll be brought up to stage at the award show?
I know I'm going to make that remark. Mm-hmm. He is worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and you always see pictures of him with various supermodels out on one of his many yachts. But you know what? He is worth every penny of it because he has hustled his ass off.
Works very hard, for sure.
He works so hard, mm-hmm. I can't take it away from him.
You're saying he does so much with so little talent.
Yes, mm-hmm. because he's such a hustler. Mm-hmm. I would be nowhere in radio if I had his level of talent because I just don't have the hustle that he does.
But by taking a stance and saying things, you automatically get eliminated. He just doesn't do that.
Right.
He's pretty vanilla.
He's very
mm-hmm.
vanilla.
Very vanilla. Yeah.
You don't offend anyone. You don't please anyone. Mm-hmm. You're just there.
There you go. Also, John Tesh.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Oh, wait, I don't think that's appropriate.
Too much?
That seems like a lot.
He has a syndicated show that I hear from time to time called Intelligence for Your Life, and it's very, very good. And he's really good on the radio, in addition to obviously being a multiple, you know, Grammy Award-winning musician.
There's a dullness about you.
He's fine.
There's a dullness about you.
And John's been a friend of the Kevin and Bean Show over the years. Every time we have him on, he's been real nice.
Well, I'm not sure if we're all going, but if we are... Like, if we're invited, not just you guys, and we don't sit by...
I don't even know that I'm invited.
And we don't sit by the final person that was inducted, and I am honestly, I'm dying just to be in her midst.
Her.
Because she is a goddess, and I want to talk all kinds of butt stuff with her. It's Dr. Ruth Westheimer!
Yay!
Yes! She's a 91-year-old lady that talks about butt stuff.
She really is.
It's so good.
She would, by the way, you would sit down next to her and she would love that conversation.
Oh my gosh.
She would love it.
Most people would get up and storm out. She would love it.
You guys.
Dildo tips. I mean, she's there for you, Allie.
She's got everything.
How old, guys, do you think Dr. Ruth is?
91.
Allie said 91.
Just said that.
Damn it. I wasn't listening.
91.
I was honestly Googling
neither
her
was
age.
Kevin.
I wasn't either.
I was Googling her age.
Yeah, I was on the radio. Kevin out of Allie's mouth 5 seconds ago.
What's your real first name?
I don't listen to this station.
Real first name.
You were listening to Seacrest?
Corolla.
Her first name is Corolla?
K-A-R-O-L-A,
right?
Yeah.
Listen to B.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't, but I know the part of the world she's from, and that's the only way that would make sense. Yeah, she's Polish or something, right?
Corolla Siegel.
Oh, how about that?
this is riveting, guys.
So what's your point, Allie? Is that
my point is, until I got to that name, I was like, have fun. That'll be a great time. Now I see Dr. Ruth and I'm like, can I go? You guys.
Is there a thing? I don't even know if there's a thing.
There's a big event. It's in November and it's
Kevin,
on
did you not read the email?
No, not really.
You guys.
Kevin didn't know about it all, by the way. I texted him over the weekend, congratulations, and he's like, about what?
So, hey, you don't need to use the dumb voice.
Weird impression.
So I said, check your email. And he wrote something back about, I don't get it or what's it all about. I had to explain the whole thing to him.
For reals, though, guys, how old do you think Dr. Ruth is?
She's 91. I said it.
For reals, though, how tall do you think she is?
4'3".
4'9", I'm going to say.
She's 4'7".
You guys, it is happening on Friday, November 8th. You guys.
My birthday.
Friday. Is it your birthday?
That's my birthday.
Well, how would you like to buy us a table of 12 for $8,000?
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Pay for it?
Yes.
What?
Tickets are $400 each individually. If we get a table of 10, it's $6,500.
How much to sit by Dr. Ruth?
I don't know. I feel like we need to mention that.
I think she'll have her own people with her at her table.
That's
cool. Our table would just be our people.
Should we buy her table?
What if we bought her table and it's just us
with
her?
It's all of us and her.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Kevin, we do get 2 free tickets each at the
show.
Oh, wow. So you read the email.
Well, yeah, because they sent it to us with all the information.
Can I tell you some more facts about Dr. Ruth?
No.
Please.
She was trained as a sniper for the Jewish resistance.
Really?
Yeah.
She was an assassin.
She was.
For most of her life.
She has a whole sleeve. Like
Fred Rogers.
Fred Rogers.
Yeah. All right. So November 8th, okay.
November 8th, it's a Friday, which I assume then we'd have to fly out on a Wednesday, broadcast live there Thursday and Friday, just to get, you know.
You're spending a lot of time on this.
Just to have Dr. Ruth come on in. Like, maybe we'd have Jim Rome come on.
I hope she makes it. I hope she makes it.
Oh, my God, because she's 91.
You know how old she is?
How old?
91.
What?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
If we could get Dr. Ruth and Jim Rome to agree to do that Friday show, then I will go to this.
Oh.
That's what it takes.
More things to go.
Get into the Radio Hall of Fame. Not that big a deal.
You would go to the induction. What? Induction.
You would go just because there's other radio nerds there. I think you're going just to meet the people you want
to
meet.
Just to meet Harry Harrison.
Right? Yeah.
Right? You'd have a total boner.
Okay.
All right.
Well, all right. That's because you don't know what's going on in his pants.
Oh. All right. Wait. I didn't say that.
What?
Bean, did you hear about what happened in London on Friday night?
You're going to have to narrow that down. It's a big city.
Okay. It's something that happened that is going to make you so sad that you don't live there yet.
Oh.
Because some very lucky Swifties got to spend Friday night at Taylor Swift's house in London.
Stop making that noise.
She hand-selected them from the internet and invited them to her house to listen to the album, and she made them cookies.
They got an advanced listen to her new album, Lover. You guys, she hand-selected a small group, like he said, to come to her house.
We couldn't hear him. Only dogs could hear him.
She made them cookies.
Hello, fellow kids.
I mean, that's crazy, though. If you're Taylor Swift, are you inviting randos to your house?
No.
Ever, she does
it,
right?
She does it with every album she does.
Do you think they go through, like, a big background check and stuff?
I would assume
behind
they
the
have
scenes?
To.
Yeah. I don't know.
I would assume they have to.
I don't know. I would hope so.
And I'd assume a lot are like friends of the label's kid type of thing.
No, no, no.
You don't think?
These are just fans that she plucks out of thin air. I mean, there's a thing called Taylorking that she does where she is in your feed,
that's
like checking
verb?
You out. Like, Taylorking? Yes, Taylorking, yes. Where she is watching your interactions with people about her and she decides, oh my God, this person is so sweet. Or,
when
oh my
did
God.
She become Big Brother?
I don't know. She's just really, really into
do you think
her fans.
Do you think you've been Taylor?
Yeah,
no.
Good question.
I've never been Taylor because I don't really tweet her or post her that
I wish
much
you
about
would
her at
and you'd bring her up less on this show.
I really don't do that. I mean, it's really more personal for me than it is public. Not like that. But yeah, it's a very sweet thing that she does where she invites some real hardcore fans to come to her house and then takes pictures with every single one of them. They get little gift bags to go and they get a chance to hear the album and talk to her. It's a sweet thing that they do.
Well, look it out for my dudes.
They're not really supposed to be sharing many details from
that's right.
the Lover session. Yes. However, a few gems have managed to sneak out. I love this one. One fan noted that the album contains a mix of bops and tearjerkers.
Oh.
Right? A little bit of something for everyone, you guys.
I'll tell you what never, ever will happen is somebody going, wasn't that good?
After getting invited to her house.
Yeah, no kidding.
Sure.
I mean, clearly, she's doing this because of the connection with her fans,
right.
But really, she's doing this because now this spreads. This has 10,000 heads as it spreads all over the internet with people saying how great she is and how sweet she is and how wonderful the album is. It's all promotion. We get that. But it's still fun for those kids.
Absolutely. Do you think one person is like, cookie's a little chewy? A little chewy for my taste, Doc. I would have
rather had some snickerdoodles. Crazy.
Every time this happened, Bean's outside the gate just looking over. Can I come in?
Taylorking
himself? I'm Taylorking.
Bean lurking.
I mean, there's a reason I'm living in London. But I mean, the point is that it's a sweet event.
It is pretty sweet, you guys. Just real quick, we all order things from Amazon.
Yep.
You ever thought about scamming Amazon? Like, out of $370,000 by just returning a bunch of items, but you're returning them to match the exact product weight to receive your refund, so you fill them up with dirt. So you order something, and you see how much it weighs.
Right.
You take the product out, Mm-hmm. You refill it with that exact amount of dirt.
You weigh it again to make sure it's the same.
Send it back to Amazon. It goes unnoticed for some time.
How long does it take before they open the package?
It just says the boxes apparently went unnoticed in Amazon warehouses until a random search turned up the scam. $370,000.
Right, but at some point they take the return merchandise out and rescan it back into the
system.
That's
what I figured. Quickly, you would think.
You would think this guy, seriously. $370,000 worth.
How many items does it say? And how long was the scam?
One item.
They didn't say how long the scam was, but he had already spent the income starting a new company called Quartec, which is a mix of his name, his last name is Quarteng, and technology. So Quartec, that sold unused merchandise without packaging. So he was making double the money.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's such a funny name, too, for just selling stolen goods. Quartec. Oh, we're working on some pretty big things over here at Quartec.
We're scamming everyone out of
just
money.
Selling shoes.
I mean.
Without the box.
Yeah.
Kudos him for... not kudos, because it's
wrong,
horrible
wrong
and totally
word.
Legal.
That's what we mean.
But my God, if he put that kind of thinking into good things, things would be better.
There's no catch.
No, there wasn't any catch.
I don't know.
That's scary.
What's happening?
I don't either. Let's wrap it up. Some birthdays for you. James Gunn, Youngblood, Olivia Holt, and that's what's happening.
Thanks, Ellie. A 5 p.m. commercial-free hour. It's happening thanks to the Random Act of Helpfulness and the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Animal stories on the program. Life skills you never learned on tomorrow's show.
This is Ed Asner.
Right. Plus Ed Asner. Do you know what neighbor numbers are? We'll tell you tomorrow.
I love neighbor numbers.
Okay.
I'm going to do it.
Take it.
I'm going to do it. I love it.
And we've got your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to K-Rock Six Flags Magic
Mountain Takeover. I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it.
That's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
This is what the old people want us to do. They want to tear us apart.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.